Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. Time once again for Town Talk. Today speaking with Brian Lachine, a support worker over at Iris Place. First of all, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Daniel, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to chat.
It has been a while. So let's talk about Iris Place. I know it's something that's been in this community since before I have been, but it's really important that people understand what is offered there, what is available, what is for. So let's start by talking about what are some of the things offered at or through Iris Place.
Yeah, so because of COVID, it was shut down for a couple of years. And before COVID, it focused on just helping men with mental health issues and or addiction issues. But post-COVID, Canadian Mental Health Association really picked up the ball, opened it up to anyone 16 and over that deals with mental health issues and addiction, and we provide a safe place for people to gather. My role is to give support to those individuals if they're looking for counseling, addiction issues, the hospital. We supply a warm lunch every day between 11:30 to 1, and right now for the month of May, every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon, we're doing special activities, which today we have an artist coming in to teach us how to paint landscapes. We have bingo afternoons. Of course, we have Algoma Public Health who's going to come in and do some nutrition stuff for us this month. So if you ever want to come in, everyone's welcome. And if you ever want to come in, see the calendar. Also, we have a calendar that's posted at the Recreation Center, at Mountain View. The hospital has copies and whatnot. So we have events going on all month, but every day, Monday to Friday, we have a warm meal for anyone that wants to come in.
So is it open all day? Are there specific times, aside from obviously the lunch itself, are there other times people could come in?
Anyone can come in. Monday to Friday, 8:30 is when the door is unlocked, and we tend to shut up the shop around 3 p.m. so we can clean up and get ready for the next day. And there is books to read, a TV to view. There is free Wi-Fi for people to access. I'm working with some reading program initiatives coming up, so if people want to start reading books digitally, we have that coming. So there's puzzles, coloring books, or if you just want a place to have a coffee and to get out of, yeah, it's May, but it's still cold. If you want to get out of the cold, come on in for a coffee or a cup of tea. It's all just provided here, and of course, you're always welcome to sit and chat with myself or Anne Celine, who does an amazing job cooking the food.
So is that the general purpose, is just kind of provide that support to those in the community?
That is the main point. We are not here to give counsel or advice. We are here to just be a support and to point people in the right direction who are looking for help. But if you just want to come on in and just need someone to talk to, we are here for you.
Well, that is great to hear. So if anybody wants to learn more, I guess the best way would be to stop in or give you a call then.
Yes, you can call us at 705-856-1894. Give us a call, and we have myself and Anne Celine here who can answer any questions. Also, if you are a business or a government agency in the community here and you want to support us, just give us a call at 856-1894, because all these meals that we provide, most of it's done through donation. So the more help, the merrier, just to keep this going.
Now, that is great to hear. So hopefully you'll see a lot of support again as this is revitalized. And again, great to hear that Iris Place back after this pandemic.
Yeah, and I do need to say a big thank you to those who have been supporting this since its reopening. The word is slowly trickling out into the community, and everyone has been fantastic. This year, we served a full-on Easter lunch, ham, turkey, mashed potatoes. Most of it was donated, and furniture's been donated. We are not a clothing store here or anything. We provide lunch and support. That's about it. But if you want to make a donation or a gift card from the grocery store, that would be much appreciated.
All right. Anything else you want to make sure people know?
If you are interested in Iris Place, we would love to have you come in, have lunch, and hear our story. We'd like to hear your story. The door is open, and everyone is welcome.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for your time, and hope you have a wonderful day.
Once again, that is Brian Lachine, a support worker over at Iris Place, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings. You're on Jam FM.